Hallelujah. Come on, that sounds good to heaven. Why don't you just lift up your voice? Just a little louder. Come on, don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about when church is going to be over. Don't worry about anything. But why don't we just make up in our mind, I'm going to give everything that I can to God tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, that's it. I worship you. I magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are great God and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus' name. Feel such a good spirit of worship in this house. Amen. There's such a beautiful spirit that is of the Lord that has moved into this house tonight. Let's not lose that spirit. Let's not lose what we feel. Amen. And if you feel to respond tonight, respond. Don't wait. Don't wait till the end. Amen. Amen. I'm glad to be here again tonight. Amen. Thankful for your pastor. Amen. His wife and family and this church, if it wasn't for the saints of God coming together and worshiping the Lord, amen, we would just, amen, there would just be a few of us. But we're thankful for those that have come and those that have made the trip and those that have labored and are faithful to the house of God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to Acts chapter number 16. And there's been a lot of songs already sung, a lot, and it just concreted, it kept concreting what I'm feeling in the Holy Ghost for this service. And so we want to just step right into it. Amen. Acts chapter number 16, while you're turning there, if you have your Bible, say amen. If you don't have your Bible, say, oh, me. Oh. Amen. That's oh, me. That's not homie. In California, we'd say homie. But verse number 6. Now, when they had gone, you know what? Let's go. Verse number 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number. And increased in number daily. That's awesome. Amen. Can anybody feel that right now in the Holy Ghost? Increased in number. It wasn't increased in number by this revival and by maybe that revival, but it was a daily thing. It was a thing that's, hey, you know what? We've got to catch a vision of God, let it be done daily. God, use me daily, everywhere I go, everybody I talk to. Well, anyway, verse number 6, it says, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Now that's just preposterous. But I can just imagine it kind of like this. You know, anybody ever, you feel like, man, I just want to tell him, or I just want to tell her. But there's something that's inside of you that just says, they ain't going to take it. But the Holy Ghost was telling Paul and Silas and Timotheus, hey, just chill out, man. Don't go there. Don't go over there. They're not going to take it. So I have somewhere else for you to go. And so it says in verse number 7, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit, this is the same Holy Ghost that we read in the previous verse, the Holy Ghost suffered them not. Don't do it. Don't go there. That sounds like counterintuitive, but can I tell you something tonight? There are some places the Holy Ghost don't want you to go. There are some things that the Holy Ghost doesn't want you to dabble in. There are some... Somebody, amen. There are some things the Holy Ghost, amen, even during this service tonight may tell you, don't go back. Don't go over there. Don't even talk to him. Amen. Oh, amen. I've got something else for you to do. Hallelujah. It says they passing by Mysia. They passed by it. They came down to Troas. Verse number 9, it says, and a vision appeared to Paul. Vision appears to Paul in the night. Can I tell you something? It happened because Paul was full of the Holy Ghost. There was something that was leading him. There was something, amen, about it. And so a vision appears to Paul in the night. There stood a, first of all, when was it? So a vision appears to Paul when?
In the night.
In the night. And it says there stood a man. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, man. There stood a man. We're going somewhere, I promise y'all, tonight. I mean, we could have been hooping and hollering. Maybe we will be hooping and hollering by the time service is over. Amen. But there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Stay on that verse real quick. A vision appears to Paul in the... There stood a of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And for the next few moments, by the grace and the, amen, by the Holy Ghost, I feel to preach, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Let's put our Bibles down, or let's hold it close to our heart, and let's lift up our hands to the Lord and lift up our voice. God, I love you, Savior. I worship you. God, in your precious name, we need your help tonight. God, we want the Holy Ghost to work. We want the Holy Ghost to change our direction. Align us with your purpose. Align us with heaven. Hallelujah, Savior. We love you. We magnify you. Oh, you are great and greatly to be praised. God, we want to be in tune with what you want to do tonight. God, we don't want it to be by our own abilities. But God, let us, amen, be filled with your Spirit. God, let us be led by your anointing. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, that you would fill this house from front to back, side to side. Lord, that everybody would feel it. God, that every heart, God, would be touched and moved, and every life, God, would be changed from this moment in Jesus' name. Why don't we clap our hands and shout unto God? Oh, it feels good. Does anybody feel that from the Lord? Amen. I feel that help has shown up. I feel that help is here tonight. Wouldn't somebody get in tune with the Holy Ghost? Get in tune with what God wants to do in your life, in your family, in your health, in your finances. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. If you're going to help me preach tonight and you promise to stand every time I say something that's true, you may be seated. Amen. Help is on the way now. Pastor may be a little nervous. I ain't got any notes. That normally means that there's a longer service ahead. Help is on the way. So we'll get there, but it's on its way. Amen. So a vision appears to Paul in the night. There stands a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us.
And after he had seen the vision, the Bible says he waited just a little bit. He said, you know what, I'm going to wait until Silas and Timotheus wake up. I'm going to wait until everything is just right. I'm going to make sure that I've got my T's crossed and my I's dotted. I'm going to make sure that everything is fine. He said, you know what? Man, I just could sleep in just a little bit longer. I could go ahead and you know what, God, I'll just do it whenever I'm good and ready. No, there was a vision that appeared to Paul in the night, and it was in the middle of the sleeping. And here is Paul and Silas and Timotheus. And when he had seen the vision, immediately, he didn't wait. Can I tell you, when God speaks to you, don't wait. Amen. When God talks to your heart, don't say, I'm going to put it off for another day. But oh, I'm going to do what God told me to do right now. Amen. I'm going to endeavor, amen, to do what God spoke to me. When God pierces my heart, when God convicts me, I want to make changes in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hell would like to tell you to just chill out, man. Chill out, woman. Amen. Sit back. Relax. Everything's under control. This is like a perfect seat right there. Just chill. Come in. Oh, man. Whoa. That is the best seat in the house, y'all. Oh, it's right there. Oh, that feels so good. Just chill out. The air conditioner is on. Everything is fine. Just relax. Just church as normal. Church as usual. Just go ahead and shake some hands and just... I feel the Holy Ghost wants to disrupt somebody's Pentecostal attitude. Somebody's Pentecostal mentality. Being too professional, being too, oh, amen, just going with the motions. I know how to clap and I know how to shout and I know what to do whenever I know how to do it and when to do it. Amen. But oh, when God speaks to you, don't wait. Amen. Do it immediately. Step into it immediately. Amen. I'm making changes immediately. Amen. I'm going to do it immediately. So Paul, he sees the vision. And when? And after he sees the vision, when? Immediately. We endeavored to go into Macedonia. So Paul, he goes and wakes up Silas and Timotheus. Hey, guys, wake up. Get the crusties out of your eyes. Hey. And I can just imagine they're like, bro. And what are you doing, man? It's the middle of the night. And he says, guys, come on. And I can just see Paul. He's all excited. Grab the potato chips. Grab the ice chest. We got to get going. Put it in the caravan. Put it in. Come on, we've got to go. We got to do something. Amen. And oh, God gave me a word. And here he is excited. Can I tell you, sometimes you get excited about God and those that are around you, they ain't excited. They want to bring you down on your parade. They try to hinder you. My grandma, she wasn't too happy when my dad got the Holy Ghost. I remember going and visiting my grandmother all the way over in Florida. We lived in California. And, oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. But anyway, so we went to visit my grandmother. And here she is. And she had seen a change in my father. And she's looking at my dad and she said, Bob, why don't you go ahead and go down to the bar and get a drink with your brother? He said, she never asked me that before I got saved. But there was some conviction that saying, oh, come on, why don't you just go ahead and do what you used to do? Why don't you just join in? And immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Y'all following me tonight? Amen. Verse number 11, it says, therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course. Oh, man. You came with a what? Don't take a shortcut. When God speaks to you, don't try to do it on your own way. Don't try to take a sideline approach. Pastor, that's good, but let me go ahead and tell you, that's not in the Bible. Hey, your pastor's a watchman on the wall, and he's looking out for your soul. And oh, he's seen some things, and he's going to let you know, hey, amen, I may not have Bible in verse, but God has filled me with his spirit to be a watchman, to be somebody on the wall, to look after your soul, and say, hey, I know what's coming. I see the destruction ahead. I see what could happen. Amen, you better not continue down the road that you're going, but oh, get full of the Holy Ghost, and don't try doing it your own way. Follow a straight course. Go a straight way. Amen. I've got to make sure I make it to heaven. Yes. Hallelujah. Follow a straight course. They didn't stop off on the sideline and say, well, you know what? This is kind of like on our way to Macedonia. Man, hey, we're just going to vacation over here just a little bit. We're going to go over on this side just a little ways. No, they went with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia. It was the capital. And so it says, and a colony. So they get there, and theologians will tell you that there was no synagogue in Philippi. There was no church in Philippi. All right. So we were in the city abiding certain days, Paul says. We were there. And I could just imagine they were talking to people. This is where God called them. And I could just see Silas and Timotheus going, hi, my name is Silas. Hey, yeah. I'm here. Because God sent us here. Paul says that anyway. And so, verse 12, it says, we were there in the city abiding certain days. So they were there for quite a while. A few days at least. And then something kind of dings in their head. Oh, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. And it's Philippi, and there's no synagogue. In verse number 13, it says, on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside. Amen. Can I tell you, when you feel, amen, to get to a place where God moves, you go to where something's moving. Amen. Whenever you feel, amen, the pressure of hell against you, that's not the time to stay home. That's not the time, amen, to sit back. But oh, I've got to get to church where prayer's moving, where the Holy Ghost is moving. Get me in, amen, to where people are like-minded and in the Holy Ghost. Get me to the river. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where prayer was wont to be made. We sat down, spake unto the women, which resorted thither. Yeah, we sat down. Come here, brother. Brother Gavin?
Yes, sir.
Brother Silas. What? What was your name?
Gavin.
Silas.
Silas.
Yeah. So here is Paul, and Paul means short of stature. Did you all know that? And Paul is shorter than Silas. And so Silas is here. It says, now I could tell you all where Timotheus went. Timotheus actually fell off the bandwagon. Actually, he didn't. Paul sent him out. He's in another city. He stayed behind. And so here is Paul. And so it's just Paul and Silas. That's why we just call him Silas. Hey, Silas. And so, and my name, my middle name is actually Paul. So. And we sat down and we spake unto the women which resorted thither. Hey, ladies. Amen. And so Silas is looking at Paul going, Bro, there are no men here. You said,
Bro, you said.
You saw a vision.
You saw a vision.
Of a?
Of a.
Man.
Man.
But there's a bunch of women.
But there's a bunch of women.
So here they are, they're down at the river where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and we spake unto the women which resorted thither. And Silas is saying, no, there's a bunch of women. Hey, chill, man. Chill. And so, next verse, number 14, it says, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us. Whose heart the Lord opened that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Can I tell you something? When you hear the word of the preacher, when you hear the word of God in your life, amen, don't just sit there. Don't just sit back. Don't sit with a closed heart. But let God open your heart. And don't just sit there. But there's an action word. It says she attended. She did something about it. Hey, I've got to go home. I've got to make some changes. I've got to go do something about it. I've got to be saved. Amen. Oh, whatever I've got to do. Amen. I've got to attend unto it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Be seated. And so here she is. Here's Lydia. She heard us. You want to know how I learned how to pray? I remember walking in to the church house when I was at my uncle's. Amen. Pastoring in California, he would be up. His office was up here. Amen. His door was right there, and he would be prostrate. It didn't matter if I walked in. Amen. It was during the day. I would walk in, and I would just hear the moan and the travail. Amen. God, touch this city. God, touch the saints of this church. All right. And I would crawl up, and I'd get close, and I'd listen. It says, here's Paul and Silas. They went down to the river where prayer was wont to be made. They're praying. You want to learn how to pray? Listen to those that know how to pray. There was a sister, an old sister in our church. She would sit there, amen, over here in the back. And I remember many times that I would go over there and I would just listen. But I just didn't. You got to attend unto it. You got to do it. That's right, preacher. Amen. I shouldn't have that in my home. That's right, preacher. I shouldn't talk like that. That's right, preacher. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to attend unto it. I'm going to make some changes. It says she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul, and what was it that she attended to? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Verse number 14, 15. When she was? It was an action. It was something that she did. I heard the voice of the preacher, and I'm going to go get baptized. Amen. And you know what? Well, you know what? My Johnny, he needs to have his little safe space. My mother, she, you know, and I don't know, maybe this. Oh, Johnny, his room, that's his, it's his little domain. His phone, that's his little thing. Oh, there was something in my mother. I remember coming home from school, and oh, my mom had cleaned my room.
All right.
Young men. Okay, cleaned my room. My socks were all organized. My shirts were all color-coded. Everything was fine. All the pockets had been gone through. What was it? It was a mother that made sure that her child was living right and doing right. And it says she was baptized and her household. She went home and she said, hey, I've got something that you're going to do. I've got something that we're all going to do. We're going to live for God. We're going to serve God. We're going to get baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Why don't we clap our hands unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So she gets baptized, her household, and she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house. Stand up, Pastor, and abide there. Stand up real quick. And then there's something else that she did. She said, I don't want to just hear the voice of Pastor at the river. It was very physical. Now, I don't know how she did it. I don't know if it was zip ties, duct tape. I don't know if it was chains or nylon rope. But it says, if you've judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she didn't wait for a response, but she... Come on, you're going with me. I want to hear your voice around the dinner table. I want to hear your voice in the living room. I want to hear your voice when we're in the car on the way to work. Amen, on the way to school. I want to hear your voice, preacher. Amen, no, don't let it just be something that abides here. But God, let it be an everyday occurrence on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. God, get a hold of me. Let his voice, amen, be in my... Somebody say, help is on the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Came to pass as we, who? Paul and Silas. Silas, come here real quick. Come, 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 quick, quick, quick. Oh, that's weak. Come quick. Paul and Silas went to prayer. They're going to prayer again. Wait a second. They know how to do this. They know how to pray. There's got to be, amen, there's got to be a cycle, amen, of prayer. There's got to be something in your spirit that says, oh, amen, even if the doors of the church aren't open, amen, we've got to pray. We've got to find. We've got to seek. Amen, we've got to knock on heaven's door. Amen, I've got to get a hold of God. And so here is Paul and Silas as we went to prayer in a certain damsel. And Silas looks at Paul and he says, bro.
Bro.
A damsel.
A damsel.
It's another woman.
Another woman.
And here she is. She's possessed with a spirit of divination. It tells us that she's a witch. Possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And so Silas is like, dragging all over the place. We're going all over the place. And all I've seen, man, is a bunch of women. Somebody say, help is on the way.
Help is on the way.
Verse number 17 says, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying,
servants of the Most High God, which showed to us the way of salvation.
Uh-huh. She ain't wrong. That's why you got to be careful what voices you listen to. Because the message could be right, but the spirit behind it. Can I tell you that she didn't say it like that, but she said, these are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way. There was something about it. It was just off. Amen. It wasn't right. It was straight from the pit of hell. That's why you've got, it may sound right. Amen. But oh, amen, I want to make sure that I'm listening to the voice of God. Amen. The voice over the pulpit. The voice of my pastor. Amen. I don't want any worldly voice speaking into my life. Amen. I don't want anybody else. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jordan Peterson may sound good, but he's not anointed. Well, amen. Somebody on some of these podcasts, they may sound right, but they're not anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here is Paul. This did she many days, but Paul being grieved. Silas, where you going, man? Paul being grieved. Paul was upset about it. Paul was just like, she, this did she Many days. Many. Man, I'd get fed up. He being grieved, he being fed up. Paul turns and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Come on, I know this is a church that still believes in mental restoration, mental healing. Amen. Oh, I know that this is a church that believes in spirits being cast out. There's power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Woo! So I don't know if you've come in tonight and you've been tormented, even by every demon from hell. Amen. Oh, I've come to preach and let you know there's deliverance. There's help. God can help you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands. Let's talk to Jesus. Mighty God. Hey, he can do it tonight. I don't know. You see, I believe that God can really touch my hangnail, but cancer? Oh, I rebuke every spirit of doubt in this house right now. Oh, God can heal me of my flu. I'll just wait a few days and I'll get better. But diabetes? Oh, God, I feel something right now. Let's pray right now. Let's pray against every spirit that's coming against the church right now. Come on, let's press in just a little bit. Hallelujah. By the time this revival is over, I believe that God is going to heal somebody. God is going to fill somebody. There's going to be chains broken. There's going to be renewed, amen, spirits. Amen. There's going to be renewed, amen, souls. There's going to be a revival in the saints of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Says he came out the same hour. The same hour. The same hour. Well, you know, amen, Paul and Silas, Peter and John went up to the temple. And the Bible says, you know what, whenever Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hey, you know what he said? You know what, today you're going to get movement in your pinky toe, and then tomorrow your little ankle's going to move like that. And immediately his feet and ankle bones. Immediately. God can do it immediately. Oh God. I've gotta get going. Verse number 19, and says, when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas. They caught them. Here they are, and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers. Next verse. And brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city.
And I could just see Silas. Paul.
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 Tell him, man.
Tell him, man.
Paul.
Paul.
Tell him, man.
Tell him, man.
These men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city. Verse number 21. And teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. But Silas is saying, dude, I see something happening right now. All I've seen is a bunch of women. I don't believe your vision. Tell him, man.
Tell him, man.
Verse 22. The multitude rose up together against them. The magistrates rent off their clothes. So now Silas is standing next to Paul. And now they are both ashamed in the marketplace. And says, and commanded to beat them. And so here is Silas, and he's telling Paul. He's saying, Paul!
Paul!
Tell him!
Tell him!
I'm ashamed, man!
I'm ashamed, man!
Verse number 23, it says, when they had laid some stripes upon them, when they laid just two stripes on each of them, Silas, I could just see Silas. They're both getting beat. They're both getting whooped and ashamed in the marketplace for doing what Paul had seen in a vision in the night. Tell him! Come on! We're ashamed! We're beaten! When they had laid not just one or two, but many stripes upon them. When there was blood that was flowing down their back into their sandals. Oh, amen. When Silas, he's over there, he said, come on, Paul.
Come on, Paul.
When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Why don't you put them in there and make sure they ain't going nowhere? Jailer, go ahead, verse number 24, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison. This is the place, this is like San Quentin, this is like the inner circle, there's no way out. They're on the inside, they're in the padded cells. Thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. That word fast means that he checked them. That word means that he said, hey guys, all right, this one's locked, that one's locked. So Silas is here, and Silas is saying, Paul,
we're in prison.
I feel blood, man, down my back.
I feel blood, man, down my back.
And here he is. Amen. Oh, they're in prison, and Paul, amen, he's right there next to Silas. And oh, amen, he's done all of this. Why? Because he saw a vision in the night. There was something that kept him moving. There was something that kept him going. Whenever he had a get out of jail free card. We'll go there in just a minute. But here's Paul. And Silas. And they're in prison. With their backs up against a wall. And oh, I can just hear every voice from hell. Saying, what about that vision, Paul? I feel to preach to somebody in this house tonight. God has given you a promise. God has given you a word. Amen. Oh, can I tell you, don't stop holding on to the word. Don't stop holding on to the promises of God. Even whenever you're in prison,
Even when all hell, amen, is laughing in your face, saying, hey, what about that word now? What about the promise now? What about the voice of God now? When it seems like all you've got is right, I'm just following what God told me to do. Here's Paul and Silas. They're in the inner prison. I get to see Paul and Silas. Hey, what are you in here for? Oh, me? Yeah, well, I killed like 10 people. Oh. What are you in here for? I was smuggling drugs. Ho. Oh. Oh, what are you guys in here for? Oh, us? Yeah, we were preaching the word. Don't let hell discourage you. Don't let hell get a hold of your promise. Hey, he may have you on lockdown. He may have you in chains, bondage in your mind. Amen. It may feel like you're up against a wall. But it says in the next verse, and it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, amen. Oh, I know that we like to say that they started to sing. I know that we like to say that they started to worship. And that's what broke every chain. But no, there was something that was before all that. You understand that pre-service prayer, amen, it's important. Amen, it's important before the worship to make sure that heaven hears you. To make sure that God knows I'm serious about this. Amen, I need God to move in my life. I need God to shake some things in my life. I need God to deliver me. I need God to deliver on the promise. I need God. Yes, so they prayed, and it wasn't any just little prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Oh, but there was something Paul and Silas got a hold of on a riverbank. There was something that Paul and Silas got a hold of whenever they, amen, when they had a desire. Amen. They said that there was prayer. They wanted to pray where prayer was wont to be made. Amen. We've got to get into the Spirit. I've got to make sure that heaven hears me. And oh, amen, God, we're here. Amen. We've done everything right. Everything is, we followed your plan, God, to a T. And everything is good. God, hear us! And after they prayed, well, first of all, they prayed a prayer, and it wasn't just a little tiny prayer that everybody just didn't hear. They made sure that heaven heard them. And it wasn't just heaven, it was everybody else in that prison. They prayed, and they sang praises unto God. Wait, it says, and the prisoners heard them. And I could just see as they started to sing, everybody else is thinking they're crazy. You're still bound. Can I tell you, it's important what you do when you're still bound. Hell may have me chained up against a wall. Hell may be sneering and laughing at me. Hell may be looking and saying, hey, I got you where I want you. Amen. You're not going to do the will of God. Amen. You have nothing left. You can't get into Macedonia. There's no way you can get, but all. Hell may have me bound, but hell doesn't have my voice. Hell may have me up against the wall, but I can still lift my voice. And so they started to pray and they sang. Was like a bird in prison I dwelt. No freedom from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the naysayers hear you pray. Let the negative voices hear you pray. Let those that are bound hear you pray. I'm not going to let my situation predicate my praise. I'm not going to be let where I'm at, amen, predicate how I am in the house of God. Because when they prayed and they sang praises unto God. Now, I'm going to say something, and this may, pastor could come up this up later. That's fine. He's really worried right now, I guarantee it. But can I tell you something? There's things in worship that can happen. There's things in worship that can be broken. You've got to make sure that you get past the pride. Get past. Oh, I don't know. What are people going to think about me? What is somebody going to say? What is somebody going to do? They're going to think that I'm crazy. I'm apostolic. I want the prisoners to hear me. Saying praises unto God, the prisoners heard them. Verse number 26, and suddenly, there's that word again. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Okay, that doesn't excite some of you. I want to just explain it, how I got a revelation of this. So be seated. Silas, sit down. Real quick. I'm coming to a close, I promise you. I don't know what time it is. It is 7:53. Immediately, all the doors were open. You know what? Paul and Silas were freed. They walked out. We... At our church, I remember bringing the young man to church from school. His name was Chris. What's your name?
Hunter.
Hey, Chris, stand up real quick. Show everybody. Say, hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I was excited. The young men actually sat over here. Come sit over here, Chris. All the young men sit over here. Well, in our church, we did. Sit down. And so I remember I brought Chris. Hey, this is Chris. Chris, man, you ever been to an apostolic church?
No.
Chris had never come to an apostolic church, and I'm just like, I was excited. This is Chris, and Chris came to an apostolic church service. And I was a young man, and I was excited. We went and picked up. I can tell you right now where Chris still with his parents. Where he lived. I was excited. I remember that drive to go pick him up. You talk about something that boosts a young man's faith.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, buddy, this is Chris. I was excited. And I'm sitting by him and I'm like, man, I'm so excited you're here, bro. Man, hey, guys. And church about gets... You know, and I'm over there explaining, hey, Chris, we pray before church. It may sound like a haunted house, but it's really people praying. Pinch yourself. We're all human. Yeah. And so he's like, oh, okay, is that what they're doing? Yeah, Chris. And so, you know, the lights come on, and they hit the piano, and that chord goes. And I say, oh, no, Chris. You see, back here, right here, sat a lovely lady named Sister Carol. Just bear with me in my folly, please, just for a little bit. in my naivety, okay? As a young man growing up in the house of God, I said, Chris, and I look and we all stand and I said, well, we're about to sing, okay? And they hit the first piano chord and I said, in my mind, I said, oh no. This is Sister Carol's song. This is Sister Carol's song. I said, Chris, have you ever been to an apostolic church?
No.
Chris, we love Jesus. We love to get loose in the Holy Ghost. We love to worship God. We're a little crazy for God. And we like to shout and dance and everything else. And I'm over here and I'm giving Chris a 30-second Bible study. And Chris, we like to shout and dance, and we get a little wild. And I said, and right about that time, amen, I looked back, and I said, Chris, it's about to go down right now. And Sister Carol, she stepped out into, amen, the aisleway. Amen, she let her hair back. One high heel goes that way. She said, woo! And she started to worship God. Hallelujah. You can't tell me. Amen. There were others that joined in. There were others that said, hey, I feel that. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Would somebody worship God right now? I learned an important lesson. Amen. All while others were sitting back and saying, oh, that's just Sister Carol. Amen. That's just what I learned something that day. Your praise can unlock somebody else's door. Your praise can loose the bands off of somebody else. Don't be ashamed of your worship. Don't be ashamed of your praise. Come on, let it spread just a little bit. Come on, let the Lord do what He wants to do. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Real quick, as the musicians come, everybody please stand. It says, immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Verse number 27. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out a sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And so here he is. He's awakening out of sleep, and he would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And in verse number 28, it says, but Paul cried with a loud voice, do thyself no harm, for we're all here. Amen, God. And I feel that Paul, he said, oh, I'm stepping into this moment. This is it. This is what God called me for right here. I may have had to go through hell and high water. Amen, I may have had to be beaten and imprisoned. But God, this is the moment. Hallelujah.
us. Help is on the way. Come on, saints of God. Help is on the way. Come on, those that are bound, those that are addicted, those that are in prison. Help is on the way. Verse 29. Then he called for a light. Why? Because it was night. And sprang in. I came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Who did? He did. When? In the night. And he said, verse number 30, brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Can I tell you, church? Can I tell you, Augusta? Help is on the way. Come on, can I tell you, those that are bound, those that need deliverance, those that need the Holy Ghost, those that need God to do a work in your life, don't sit back. Don't just sit back indifferent and say, I got everything figured out. Everything's fine. Oh, God. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Let's lift our hands all over this house right now. Come on, everybody. Everybody. Come on, don't be ashamed of your praise. It could be somebody else's door being unlocked. Amen. Somebody else's chains being loosed. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. If you need loosed in your mind, if you need a healing, if you need deliverance, if you need the Holy Ghost, why don't you come to the front right now? Amen. If you need God to work in your life, come on. If you need a renewing, why don't you make your way right here? Amen. We're going to pray over you. We're going to anoint you with oil. Amen. In the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We believe tonight that God wants to do a work. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't let pride hold you back. Don't let walls that you built hold you back. But tear it down. Say, God, I'm getting to you. God, I'm going where you're.